It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
Well, here's a bit of a twist. It is Brouhaha, and there's no beer. Erlinda's drinking an Aquafina bottle of water. So it's water haha today. We're hoping that Regan Long from Local Brewing in San Francisco could make it. She is stuck in the mayhem out there. Local Brewing San Francisco, I love their slogan, small tanks, bold beer. Herlinda, give us just a little background, assuming that Regan Long is not going to make it.
Yeah, I feel so bad. She's like, you know, she's stuck in this traffic, and she's got beer in the car, but she can't have any of it. It's on its way to us, but we may do a call on another day. So Regan Long is the brewmaster, founder of Local Brewing Company in San Francisco. She was on a couple of years ago with Joe and I and you, and they're about to have their anniversary. So they're about to have their two-year anniversary, and she's a woman brewmaster. I think, God, she's one of the few in San Francisco. And she was a marine biologist before. So remember that lady that was killed in the Prius on Lakeville Highway in Petaluma that was a marine biologist? And all the politicians were talking about how she was going to be instrumental in protecting our coast from drilling?
Yeah.
Regan is actually a marine biologist who worked with her saving the Arctic and also off the coast of Australia for the Great Barrier Reef.
Wow.
And doing, I guess they were like testing for like sharks and all kinds of things like that. And so she's a brewmaster now. We get a lot of lawyers who are now brewmasters or tech guys, but never a marine biologist. So.
Yeah, that's pretty pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's great beer.
All right. Well,
Mark's on the phone. Mark Carpenter's on the phone from Hawaii, the crazy man.
Hey, Mark.
Am I on there?
Yeah, you are. And why are you in Hawaii and why am I not?
Well, you know, it's the luck of the draw. My daughter called me early in the week, and she said, I want to go to Hawaii and look at the lava flows.
Mm.
Because it's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, but it's frightening to me.
Iceland, you know?
It's frightening. And, it's frightening to me, Mark.
Is it scary?
We're going to see them. And if it looks like we can do it,
uh-oh, I think we're getting lava flows on your cell reception here.
We're losing you a little bit, Mark.
If I find a place to pull over, I'll pull over.
Yeah, do that. Just keep away from the flow and the lays from the ocean. Lava haze, they call it, lays. You still there? Still with us? All right.
Oh dear. Well, I showed you those pictures, Steve. Right? Of
he and his daughters at the lava flows.
And it's shooting up into the air. So there's all these pictures of them with lava and like walls of volcanic rock, and then there's a picture of Mark looking at Hawaiian beer at like a mini mart that they sent me.
All right, Mike's trying to work out. We just got the cell problem from the lava flows and the lays over on the big island. I don't know. So what else is going on while we hope to get Mark back?
Well, Willoughby's is showing the game right now, the Warriors game, which, of course, which is why we're ending early today, right?
Yes.
Because the Warriors game is going to be on the show after, I mean, at 5:30 on KSRO.
5:30 pregame.
Nice. And then so they've got the games on. They're doing happy hour the entire game, which means $4 in selected beers. Is that Mark? Okay.
I'm here now.
Hey, Mark.
So you and your daughters, I guess, went to see the lava flows?
Yes. And we found a guy on Craigslist who lived in this in the estates where the part of it has been swept away. And he said that he would let us stay at his house and take us out to the flows. And so we did. And it was truly unbelievable, the amount of heat and just these. You can see in those couple pictures I sent, these fountains of lava shooting up. And then the amount of sulfur in the air. We had these masks was from actually that we got from the to use in the Santa Rosa fire. And they really helped quite a bit because there's a lot of sulfur in there. It's really terrible. And I was surprised how well those masks worked to get rid of that.
Yeah, I saw a photo with you and yours wearing the masks.
Yeah. Now, in that one photo, if you magnify and look down the lower right-hand side, you'll see where somebody put a full bottle of Bombay gin right at the foot of the lava. And they had a house. I say it had to be them. They had a house about 50 feet away. And, you know, the Hawaiians do these offerings to Pele. And
Pele, the great soccer player Pele. What does he have to do with
That's
anything?
It. He's responsible for all of this.
What is Pele? What's the deal there? Is that a god?
Pele is the god of the volcano.
Oh, okay. I thought he was god of gin, maybe.
Yeah. Well, they do these offerings of whiskeys and gins. They'll throw them in the volcano. I've seen that in the past.
Wow.
But somebody had set it there right at this river of lava, and it didn't progress any further, and the bottle's still sitting there. So his home, as of right now, is okay. But this, I don't think anyone over here really knows how long it's going to go or what's involved. But it's unbelievable to see this in person. You know, it's really something.
How's the Hawaiian beer? I know you've been there before. You've tasted it.
I was going to say, you guys may be drinking water, but I'm holding up my end over here.
Of course.
We've been having some Kona beers, a couple of really good Kona beers last night, and then some Maui beers.
Yum.
From a brew pub up here in Kona, so there's quite a variety, and they all seem to be pretty good.
So what is their main styles? I mean, there's not a spam beer, is there?
You know, I would bet there is. I'll have to look that up.
It wouldn't surprise me.
They have spam everything.
You know? I know.
But the main styles, there's a lot of blondes, because of the warm weather, but there's a lot of IPAs. Mm-hmm. And there's some red ales that are more like on the style of common beers, and so, but there's not the real double and triple IPAs. I'm sure you can find them somewhere.
Hey, Mark.
They're not commonly around.
Hey, Mark, didn't Maui, I think Maui Coconut Porter, Maui Brewing Company's Coconut Porter, won one of the top beers in the world on Rate Beer this past year?
Yes.
I love that
beer. It's a good beer. I saw it in the cooler where I bought, but I wound up buying just a six pack of IPA and a six pack of the blonde from Maui, so we've been drinking those and a few others along with them.
How's Maui IPA? Is it comparable to other some of the craft brews and IPAs here?
Yes, but I would say it's the hoppiness is at the lower end of the hoppiness.
Oh, I like that.
I think they're smart for their climate here with that kind of a thing. But it's really something. And there, you see, craft beer signs everywhere. I mean, it's really something. This whole trend. You know?
Are they expensive? Because hops must be expensive to get them to the island, and then glassware and all that. Are the beers more expensive? Do they appear to be more than here?
Pretty much everything's expensive here. I think we were paying, close to $10 a six-pack for their beers. And the only thing that I think is not so expensive, we've seen gas here for $3.65 a gallon. I go figure that one.
Well, no, wait a minute. $10 for a six-pack of Hawaiian beer?
Yes.
That's really cheap.
No, that's a lot.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, $10 for
a six-pack, yeah.
Really? I don't know. I haven't bought beer in so long.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Well, that's because you have the show and you have us bringing you beer.
Yeah. Why should I pay for beer when I get it for free? When are you coming back, Mark?
My daughter and I are flying back tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
We're actually, this is going to sound extravagant, and I guess it is, but we're going to do it. We're going to get on a helicopter at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no.
I knew it.
Fly over these lava flows because we were standing next to them. And and you could see these giant walls. And so we really couldn't get a feel for how wide they are. So anyway, we have a helicopter flight scheduled for tomorrow morning to get kind of an overall view.
Mark, you have more cojones than I have ever had or ever would have. That frightens me. Helicopters frighten me in general, but flying a helicopter over lava?
And Mark's 74 years old, right, Mark?
Yeah.
You got more guts than most guys my age.
I don't know about that. My daughter pushes me to these things, too. She's very adventurous and fun to spend time with. So we're having a good time here.
Be safe. Right.
So we'll see you next Thursday here in the studio.
Yes, sir, unless there's another volcano somewhere.
And I won't see you. I'll be on my way to Poland.
Of course.
To speak at a beer festival.
Of course.
And Provence.
Of course. Mark, thank you so much. Travel safe,
okay,
and
guys.
We'll see you next week. Okay, and brouhaha, shortened version today because we got the Golden State Warriors pregame at 5:30. It's brought to you in part by Willoughby's. Okay, so Willoughby's, we only got a couple minutes here.
They're doing the game. They're doing some beers. They're doing
Italian wine
tasting tonight.
Okay,
yeah.
And that's in Santa Rosa.
But, you know, since they sponsor the Brews News part, I wanted to talk about some news. So Russian River Brewing Company, not only did they do the Sonoma Pride beer that helped our fire folks, and they are now helping the Journey's End Mobile Home Park. They're helping house five of the families that lost their homes in the Journey's End Mobile Home Park, and they're all seniors. So this is really, I mean, Natalie and Vinny and the Russian River Brewery crew are just incredible, and I spent a few sleepless nights when I went to go down and try to help the Journey's End folks, and I'm so beyond grateful and thrilled that Russian River Brewery is doing, you know, is helping them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're helping house five seniors' families. Crazy?
Yeah.
So it's wonderful.
And they're still looking at October. Natalie was in
yes.
last week, I guess. And they're still looking at October opening for their huge Windsor location.
I can't wait.
Just looking at the... and I'm sure if you go to their website, Russian River Brewing, you'll be able to see mm-hmm. some of the artists' renderings mm-hmm. that I have seen. This place is going to be
it's amazing.
Outrageous.
I've gone down there. It's on the Russian River Instagram and Facebook as well. They're always doing videos, and Vinny actually just put a video on today. And they're showing when they have tanks coming in from Germany and the hook and ladder kind of crane thing that's dropping the tanks in. But it's really close to my house, and I go by and take a look at it.
And explain to everyone where it's going to be.
So
it's Windsor.
It's just outside of Windsor?
Yeah,
just outside of Windsor. Windsor's becoming quite the great spot with the Artisan Alley for spirits, wine, and beer. And it's kind of over by Condy Lane, by the golf course and
right.
the airport kind of between there.
Yeah.
It's 10 acres. It's going to be a beer Disneyland. So they're doing their production brewery, which is what, like, when you go to, like, it's all their big beers and, you know, Pliny the Elder, et cetera. Plus their experimental beers, a brewery room, a barrel cellar. So very few places in California have a barrel cellar. And then they're also going to have a beer garden and a restaurant and a seriously fantastic gift shop. It's going to be the destination. But 10 acres of beer Disneyland, I can't wait. It's going to be great.
Very cool. All right. And we're hoping for October. You know how these things go. And this is a very huge construction project, and there's so much involved. But Russian River Brewing, Vinny, Natalie, congrats on everything.
Doing good deeds for, we are going to need it for a long, long time.
You are going to be in Poland, of course you are.
Yeah, I'm speaking at the Wrocławski Beer Festival outside of Krakow about, I was asked to speak about women in beer in California. And then there's also going to be some other Polish women in beer, beer sommeliers, et cetera, and another woman from San Diego also, who's actually Polish-American. And then I'm going to go on over to France and be a guinea pig for a beer tour in Provence, and doing some cooking classes with beer. I know.
Yeah, it sounds horrible. you know.
What would you like me to bring you back? They have like pastis. The pastis is like an anise liqueur, and you mix it with a little bit of water, and it's what they sit outside in the summer. And
I like that.
Okay, I'll bring you some of that. And,
And when are you back? You're going to be gone for 2 weeks, right?
About 2 weeks, yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll see. Maybe I won't come back. Oh, hey, Natalie's calling right now.
Natalie?
Yeah, maybe. Should we have her?
We have 1 minute.
We have 1 minute.
Just tell her we have 1 minute, and I love her.
That's okay. We just talked about what you're doing with the Journey's End. I'm on air right now. And and we're so grateful, with what you guys are doing. And so Natalie's on the air right now.
She's not. She's on your cell phone.
She's on my
cell
phone.
Nobody else can hear this. love you, Natalie. We'll be back tomorrow on The Drive.